Blog Talk Radio.
Dubwise, Shalom Chaverim, Shalom, Dubwise, right here, Jaja, come. Yes, Everton Dockers classic dub tune, Ja Ja Akam, right here, here, here. Monday's podcast, right here, here, here. Second day of the Shabua, right here, here, here. First day of this Shabua podcast. Have the 36th sabbatical study, Beha Elotika. When you step up, one bringing out of the Hebrew. When you step up, when you light up. But right here,
I am of Judah shall break every chain.
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
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 Seven seals thereof. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah,
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 tribe of Judah.
The Lion of the tribe of Judah,
the tribe of Judah,
the tribe of Judah,
the tribe of Judah,
the tribe of Judah.
The Root of David,
of David,
of David,
of David,
David.
David,
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 David, David,
David, David,
David, David,
hath prevailed to open the book,
from the book,
from the book,
from the book,
book,
from the book,
book,
from the book,
book,
from the book,
book,
book, from the book,
book, book,
from the book,
book,
from the book,
book, book,
from the book,
book, book, from the book, book, book,
from the book, book,
book, from the book,
book, book,
from the book, book,
book, and to loose the seven seals thereof,
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 seven seals thereof.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Yeah. Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Ja.
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 Adonai.
Ja. Rastafari.
Kadima, 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 forward, forward, Ja Ja children.
Africa must be free. South Africa, blood, fire. Forward, Ja 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 children. Forward, Ja 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 children. The time has come when we all should sing and to Ja. Day after day, the children of Zion trying to reach out to you, but they're stopping us with their guns and brutality. Oh Lord, forward, Ja 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 children. Forward, Ja 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 children. Let's sing praises unto the Most High, Jah Rastafari. I and I Jah Rastafari. I and I Jah Rastafari. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, let me help. Forward.
Kadima, Jaja, Yeladim, power, power. Ja-ja, Yeladim, forward, forward, ja-ja, children. Forward right here, here, here. That says from Mondays to Fridays, according to the tradition.
And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
Thank you.
traditions. We've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work. How to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll tell you, we'll tell you. Yeah. I don't know how the tradition got started.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of...
You named Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, and you named Jagat and is a rebel among men. He them no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He them no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He them no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cross, you have to jump on this your boat. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever. Guide.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה ad olam sela. Diminu Elohim hasdecha bekerev hechalecha. Keshimcha Elohim ken tehillatecha al katve eretz. Tzedek malea yeminecha. Yismach harzion tagelna benot Yehuda lema'an mishpatecha. Sobbu tzidion vehakkifuha. Sifru migdaleha. Shitu libbechem lechela. Passegu armenoteha. Lema'an tesapperu ledor aharon. Ki ze Elohim Eloheinu olam va'ed. Hu yenahagenu almut.
Dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion. In kwe yetegeit unacho. Salam lanchi yehun enatachin kubrut beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom. Be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia.
Listen up.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important?
Always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, to true teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Kadima, Kadima, Jaja children, forward, forward.
Yo, yo, hold on, open.
first song. That's what parents used to send out messages with, you know. So hard song. Go with the drum. That's the first song, bro. Come before an electrical device. Our four parents used to use that. You know? Send messages to one another. To each other, it's just a drum. Yeah, man. Let's see. I'm going to ask my brother to read a song soon. You know.
The music and the church and the glory, the nature and glory of the church. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention of Rehob and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. God shall count when he writeth for people that this man was born here. As well, the singer as the clerk and instrument shall be here. All my spring are in
Ja
Rastafari.
Ja
Rastafari.
Ja
Rastafari.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from, far away from, far away from.
Wings of the wind, wings of a dove. Right here, here, here we have today's daily psalm. It's interesting. Psalm 63, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. And here we're at the 36th sabbatical study. When you light up, when thou lightest up, when you step up. So we have 36 sabbatical study right here, a little bit of a overflow, you know, the cup can't, I can't say, you know, until it overflows, it can't spill, right, until it fill and overflow. So we have a little overflow from the previous not so, like to bring that forward. But right here, 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 we have the 63rd, right, 63rd psalm, and here, beginning off here for the second day of the Shavuot, called the first so-called working week in Babylon. Here for the Monday's podcast, we have today's daily psalm coming forward. But first, this right here, here, here. Yes, I, 60 minutes.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah. And how we're going to kill them, though, is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae, now popular worldwide. Popular worldwide. Popular worldwide. Popular worldwide. Popular worldwide.
One civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the race of life.
They took away the voice. They took away the voice. They took away the voice.
Here, here, here. Today's daily song.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have
מזמור סמך גימל, מזמור לדוד בהיותו במדבר יהודה, 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 יהודה.
O God, thou art my God.
אלוהים, אלי, אתה.
Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped, 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 stopped,
stopped. Mizmor Samech Gimal, Mizmor le David biyoto b'midbar Yehuda. אלוהים אלי אתה אשחרבקה צמאה לך נפשי כמה לך וזרי בארץ צייה ועייף בלי מים כן בקודש חזיתיך לראות עוזך וכבודך כי טוב חסדך מחיים שפתי ישבחונך כן אברכך וחיי ושמך אשא כפי. כמו חלב ודשן תשבע נפשי, ושפתי רננות יהלל פי. אם זכרתיך על יצועי, באשמורות אהגה בך, כי היית עזרת לי, ובצל כנפיך ארנן. דבקה נפשי אחריך, בי תמך ימיניך. והמה לשואה יבקשו נפשי, יבואו בתחתיות הארץ, יגירוהו על ידי חרב, מנת שועלים יהיו, והמלך ישמח באלוהים, יתהלל כל הנשבע בו, כי יסחר פי דוברי שקר.
Rebellion, driving David, Dawid HaMelech, into the wilderness. In this poem, this composition, he tells of the longing for the sanctuary, the longing for the chapel. Selassie is the chapel, for the sanctuary, the holy place, which consumed him. And the consolation he found in meditation, in that iditation, even in that silent prayer, be still and know, and come to that gnosis, be still and know. That meditation, that iditation upon Ha Elohim, upon the true good, upon the true God, during his banishment and during his exile, as during Ionai, exile, so far away, seems like, from home, in the wilderness of Judah. So this psalm is themed, an exile's longing in the Sefer Tehillim, at the Samek Gimel, Psalm LXIII, Psalm 63, chapter 63, in the Psalter, the Sefer Tehillim. Mizmor le David, bi hiyoto, he was bi hiyoto, the midbar Yehuda, Psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness, bi hiyoto, the midbar Yehuda. When he was in the wilderness of Judah, the thirsting soul. The psalm also is themed as the thirsting soul satisfied be'Elohim. And so some interest right here, just to note this for the Habarim in this season here. A couple of days ago, looking up some audio, some music, some dubs to share on the air, and was downloading, you know, just processing, doing some of the pre-production, you know, for the broadcast, the work, you know, to bring forward these productions, you know, in tune with the season and particular Rhema, you know, like the Makom, the Rhema, roots, reggae, word, sound, power. And we came across, I think it's on Jah Lyrics, it's a website, Jah Lyrics, and it has a lot of the roots and the reggae music, which directly or even indirectly is reflecting on the Bible or the scriptures. You know, so they point that out, and they point out certain verses, you know, within certain relics and lyrics within certain artists, certain reggae, dancehall, roots reggae artists, and they call it Jah Lyrics. And so I was looking for psalms, seeing which psalms, because as we go through the daily psalms, sometimes we recall by going through and writing up with the reading and the reasoning and the rising upon the psalms, we begin to say, man, that reminds me of this tune. Well, our next one will say, hey, that reminds I and I of this or that tune, and we'll seek to share that and put that within the, as they say, within the mix, in the cipher, as it were. So we came across, I think, Matisyahu, the artist, the Hasidic artist. It was interesting. I think it's right here. He has a tune right here that's called Zama Lekol Nafshi, and it's based on Psalm 63, 2-3. And just a few days previously, when I came across it, I was saying chant. I didn't look that far ahead. I was just focusing on probably the day psalm and the next day psalm, and also reflecting on the previous, meditating, iditating on the previous psalm, word, sound, power. And I was saying to myself when I came across the Matisyahu in my search at the site known as jah-lyrics.com. Definitely support the ones and ones there. It's a very informative, a very useful site. And here, when I went to the lyric here, Matisyahu is Ama Lechol Nashi, based on Psalm 63, 2-3. I said, that's interesting. because I've heard many of his tunes. I've shared some of the tunes here, even kind of gone into some of the relics and say, well, this is why, you know, we like Matisse Yahu Elise. And we say, this is Matisse Yahu, because I know he's going through his own sort of changes. And I saw some other things, too, about the Second Temple and all of that. And I could see why this particular song here, or song, in this portion of the psalm. So he has a couple of verses in this psalm, and we haven't as of yet actually listened to it. As of this recording and this reasonment right now, we haven't listened to it. We like to listen to with the eye here on the ear and in the iris. So, you know, please stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. It's based on Psalm 63, verses 2 and 3, which is in the section that is known as yearning, the yearning for the sanctuary. It's two verses from the section known as yearning for the sanctuary. We have verses 1 to 4, yearning for the sanctuary. We're going to number according to what ones we know in the KJV. We come from the low degrees to high degrees. You know, the basic study, the KJV is good, but we have some critique of certain things, and like the item, even the Masoretic. We just need to point this out for the fellow Talmudim, because we learn it and we discover it and how it affects us. Iron, sharpen iron, to share it with the others, share it with the brothers and the sisters and fellow disciples. So here we have the sections of today's daily psalm, an exile's longing, and also the Matisse Yahu, Usama Lechol Nafshi, based on Psalm 63, verses 2 to 3. So today's daily psalm, getting a basic first words right here, you know, as a Tehillim. We call it Tehillim is the first, then we'll move up with the Targum, where we go through some of the sections, some of the verses, also highlighting the word, you know, the word sound bites and the word sound power bites, so to speak. Right? So we have Psalm 63, the psalmist and I in riding up, right, word, sound, power, the opening of I and I mouth. The psalmist and I expresses his intense desire to be in Jah's presence, to be in He Who Be presence, and to confidently affirm that Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, will judge his enemies. And this is interesting because in the previous day's psalm, right, in the cipher, in this present season, we have Psalm 9, and it's kind of interesting, the connection to Psalm 9, and then 6 and 3, you can see 9 there, and in this new moon, this time right here, Kislev, the ninth moon, counting from the first of the moons, the Abib time, this is the ninth right here, so that number 9 and number 9, number 9 of Rastafari Revelation. If you haven't got a chance to, read, you know, some of, what was the word called on the number 9? As a Lost Found Lessons of Rastafari, they're up there at the Rastafari Groundation site. Get to check it out. But here we have an exile's longing. Just to go over some of the first words on today's psalm, so we can give praise with the understanding and that understanding and come to that overstanding. Now, according to the psalm superscription, what's the superscription? Mizmor le Dawi, bi hiyoto, bi midbar, Yehuda, the Midbar, Yehuda, in the wilderness of Judah. Here we have a reference to 2 Samuel XV 23 and 28. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 23 and 28. So according to the psalm superscription, David, he wrote the psalm while in the wilderness, bi hiyoto, bi Midbar, Yehuda, when he was in the wilderness of Yehuda, wilderness of Judah. Now, some say perhaps this could refer to the period that's described in 1 Samuel chapters 23 to 24. Now, so we have a couple of mentions, or some say the incident that's mentioned in 2 Samuel 15:23. So either this here, today's daily psalm, we're going to have to power up. Let's power up, brothers and sisters, right here. Today's daily psalm refers to one or the other incident. And maybe, in a sense, it refers to both, right, incidences, right? So we have, let's get this, okay. So we have 1 Samuel 23 and 24, chapters 23 and 24, or the incident mentioned 2 Samuel 15, 23, verse 23 and verse 28. So we have 1 Samuel chapters 23 to 24, or the instance mentioned in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, as well as verse 28. So he just pointed out for the Habarim, the Talmudim, to study, you know, in the iditation, meditation time, to study that. It's always a beautiful study to go into that. But, you know, for time right here, to redeem the time, we're going to ride up as we put that within a context, right, within basic context right here. Now, as we move forward, let us move forward right here. Just a segue as we're at the superscription of Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness, the Midbar. He was in the Midbar, the wilderness of Judah. All right, now, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, that is the first verse, the Aleph verse. Now, in KJV, King James of the Bibles, that is usually put as a superscription and not marked as a verse. Just to point that out right there. Now, the first proper verse, which in the Sefer, would be the Beit verse, is this verse, our first proper, we can say, verse. Elohim Eliata Asachreka Ashachreka 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 Sam'a leka nafshi, kamach leka, b'sari, b'eretz siya, w'ayef, b'li mayim, v'ayef, or w'ayef, b'li mayim, O Elohim, thou art Eli, Eli, Eliata, 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 you are my El, my Chayil, my El, Eli, Elohim, Eliata, Eliata, the pronoun, Ata, Ata, the I, male. Eshachreka, Eshachreka, earnestly, earnestly, I seek earnestly the I. Shachreka, Shachreka, Shachreka. I'm seeking earnestly the I. Sama'ah, Sama'ah lika nafshi. Sama'ah, thirst. I thirst. How I long, I thirst lika. Sama'ah lika nafshi. My soul. All right. My soul, she is thirsting for the I, the spirit. Elohim is spirit, the spirit of truth, the source, the spirit of life. My soul, naf, she, the nefesh, my suke, my psyche, sama'ah, 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 lika, nafshi, kamah, 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 yearning, kamah, lika, Kamah lika, yearning lika for the I, Bisari, my flesh, Bisari, my flesh yearns for the I, O he who be, who he be. Be eretz siya, be eretz siya, 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 in a dry, we ayef, believe, mayi, in a dry and a weary land. Beli, mayim, beli, without mayim, without water, beli, mayim. O Elohim, thou art my El. Earnestly will I seek thee, I, my soul, she thirsteth for thee, I, my flesh longeth for thee, I, in a dry and weary land. Beli, mayim, where there is no water. Where there is no water, dry. Now, KJV, you know, just do all due diligence right here. KJV, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O Elohim, O true, good, true God, thou art Eli, Eliata, 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 Eli, my El, Ata, the I male, are my El, early will I seek. Early will I seek. Shachar is to dawn, to be up early, the Shachar, where it says, early will I seek, Shachar, to dawn, at the dawn, right? Shachreka, the Shachar, to dawn, in a figurative sense, is to be up early, at any task, to be up early. I'm going to be up early seeking the eye, and the implication is with earnestness, like when somebody said, why are you up so early? I'm seeking something. I've been looking for something. I'm searching for something, whether it's something, an answer. I'm seeking, by extension, to search for painstakingly. And this is what is really brought out in this first verse right here. Elohim, Eliata, Shachareka, Shachareka, my soul, my flesh, Nafshi, Bisari, Nafshi, my psyche, Bisari, my carbon organic structure, my flesh. The whole of him, the whole of I, thirst is thirsty. This is a thirsty psalm, thirsting for the intimate communion, the common union, which he had experienced in the sanctuary. That communion that you experienced. Remember, David, as it says in the superscription, it says, Be hiyoto, b'midbar, Yehuda. He's in the wilderness when he was. In the wilderness of Yehuda. So we have Psalm XLII, Psalm 42 and 2 also references this idea of the soul and the flesh, right? So that acquaintance and awareness Hebraically, right, with the phi cycle and the metaphy cycle spirituality that we have in these word sound bites right here. In a dry and weary land, right? My soul thirsteth, right, for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. A dry and thirsty land, some translators have it as in a dry and weary land. This is descriptive of the wilderness, the midbar. And this is important for us to get that understanding of the midbar, because the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers, the Sefer, the midbar in the wilderness, a dry, a thirsty land, a wilderness where thirst is more readily created in that environment than satisfied. So more thirst is more, imagine having more thirst, like you're thirsty and you're drinking and it doesn't really satisfy that thirst, right? Or there's not enough to satisfy that thirst. There's so much thirst in the wilderness. Now, as a traveler, they are, when you're in that wilderness experience, right? Even trotting your life, going through that wilderness experience, the traveler is pining for water, 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 and learn to read the sign language of the water, right? What is a water? That sign of, right? So the psalmist in I-9 is also yearning for spiritual refreshment, yearning for that spiritual refreshment which Elohim, the true good, the true God, only can provide. So notice how the divine name, Elohim. And he says, Eliata, Eliata, Eshachareka. I'm up at the shachar, at the dawning. So moving forward, brothers and sisters, that's the first proper, we say, verse right there, the first verse, KJV-wise. And here this brings us right here to the second verse. All right? This brings us right here to the second verse. So moving forward, how often longed for you, O Elohim, my El, to you I rise early, thirsted for you, my soul. How often longed for thee, I, my flesh, in land of barren, untrodden, and waterless. Cain, Ba'al Kodesh. Chizitika. Thus, like this, in the sanctuary, Bakodesh, Cain Bakodesh, Chizitika, I have seen, has been revealed to I in that vision, Chizitika, having that chazon, that vision, Chizitika, where? Bakodesh, Cain Bakodesh, Chizitika. Thus, like this, in the holy place, right, I have seen, in a sense, I appeared to you. Like in another sense of that right there, I have seen the eye in the holy place. Chizitika, liriot uzika, to see. We say shalom, harim, shalom. You know, shalom haverim. You know what I mean? Until we see. Lehitarot. Here we have li, right? We have li reot, uzika, ukabodeka. To see your power, your ooze, Uzika, Uzika, your Uzika, Ukabodeka, and your Kavod, Kavod, your glory, your divine gravity, the Kabod, Ukabodeka, Ukavodeka. Thus in the holy place I appear to you to behold your power and your glory. To behold your power and your glory. Kitob Chasideka. Because your loving kindness, mechayim, for your loving kindness is better than life. Sifatai, my lips, sifatai, yishabachuneka, shall praise the eye. Sifatai, yishabachuneka, will praise the eye. For it is better your mercy, your chesed, loving kindness, than chayim, than life. My lips shall praise you. The hey verse in the Sefer Tehillim corresponds to the fourth verse. Came thus, like this, so, thus, came, like saying, yea, came. Ibarekika. So like this, I shall bless thee, I, Kane Barekika, Bihayai, thus shall I bless you, Bihayai, Vihayai, Chai, yes I, Chai, in my life, Bihayai, in my life, Bishimeka, the syllabate is Sh, Bishimeka, in your name, Bishimeka, Isa, Kapai, Bishimeka, Sa, Kapai. In your name I shall live, Esa, I shall live, Esa, Kapai. Shall lift my hands, put your hands up. It says, Bishimeka, notice, in your name, Esa, I shall lift up kapai, my hands in your name. Right? You know, that hand sign in your name. Right? I shall lift up my hand, the prayerful hand, the vav or the wow verse in the Hebrew. The sixth verse corresponds to the KJV. The fifth verse, kamo chelev, wa deshen. Kamo chelev o wa deshen. As of fat and fatness, tisaba, komor chelev wa deshan, tisaba, satisfied nafshi, she is satisfied. As of fat and fatness, may be filled, may be satisfied, tisaba, nafshi. May be filled, may be satisfied. My soul is satisfied as with marrow. Kamor chelev and fatness. Wa deshen. Tis ba'ar nafshi. With sifate rinanot. Rinanot. Ye halel fi, and my mouth, fi, pi, the pi, the five, my mouth offers praises, ye halel, the offering the eyes, the exaltation, with joyful lips, with sifate, with lips of rinanot, now rinanot is the plural of rina. And it was just eitiful to hear Women's Wednesday, Mayam and Tanei really bring out that word rina, the metaphysics of the vibe, the vibration, right? The vibration, the law of vibration, right? The joyful lips, with lips of exaltation, shall praise my mouth, my fee, my pi, the pie, the fi, my mouth shall praise. So here we have the first section, that which is yearning. Right? It's called that yearning. Right? That yearning for he who be who he be. So have I looked for thee in the sanctuary to see thy power and thy glory, for thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. So will I bless thee as long as I live. In thy name will I lift up my hands. In thy name. right, into the first part of the second section, verses 5 to 7, the remembrance of past mercies, before moving to the second section. The first section, the yearning for the sanctuary. Now, at verse 2, it says, so have I looked for thee. Better, it's so have I contemplated thee. So have I contemplated thee. In the second verse in the KJV, thus I have seen you in the sanctuary. In some translations, it's so have I looked. So have I looked. But Hebraically speaking, it is better to bring out the sense, right, to see thy power and thy glory. So have I seen thee. So have I looked for thee. Right? So have I looked for thee. So have I contemplated. So have I contemplated thee. I. He recalls his sentiments, his feelings, the vibes, the vibrations in the past when he was able to gratify them in the holy place, in Jah Grace. How much more intense have they become in the present circumstances when he was excluded from the holy place, being fled into the wilderness? So we have the Cain, like the yes, so, Cain, Bakodesh, Chazitika. So have I Chazitika, contemplating the Chazon. The Chazon is the vision in the Hebrew, Chazon. Right? Here it has Chazitika, I looking, contemplating in the vision. Right? Seeing Zion in the vision to see, right? To see, to look, the Chaza, right? That Chaza, to gaze at mentally, to perceive, to contemplate with pleasure, specifically is to have a vision of. So the Cain, the Hebrew particle Cain, is used here to stress the following affirmation. Cain, like yay. Let me say yay, for sure. Yay, Cain, Bakodesh, Chazitika. So have I looked, I've contemplated thee, Bakodesh, in the chapel, in the holy place. So we have the perfect verbal, right? The perfect verbal form is to be understood here as referring to past experience, which the psalmist desires to be repeated. He's recalling before, and he's seeking this again, even right now. I is seeking this. Another option is to take the perfect as indicating the psalmist, his certitude, the certainty, the confidence in that victory of good over evil, that he will again stand in John's presence, in the perception, in the sanctuary. Bakodesh, Cain, Bakodesh, Chazitika. In this case, one can translate, I will see you, even in the sense of the Hebraics, like I appear, and the Septuagint brings that out right there, the seeing. So the preposition with the infinite construct here, it indicates an accompanying circumstance, a circumstance accompanying it where it says to see thy power and thy glory. Li-re-ot. So li-re-ot, the preposition with the infinitive construct here indicates along with, right, looking and contemplating the Bakodesh in the sanctuary, the holy place, is also li-re-ot, to see uzika ua kabodeka, to see thy power, uzika, and kavodeka, thy glory, thy divine gravity. Verse 3, for thy loving kindness, ki to, for to, awa to, for good, chasedeka me yachayim, for thy loving kindness is better than life, me chayim, from life, more than life, the context here. He gives another reason for his thirsting after Elohim, another reason. What's the other reason for our thirsting after Elohim, the true good, the true God? Well, having so often known the reality, the truth, the emet, the divine emet, the reality of he who be, who he be, of his loving kindness, his loving kind man, the desire to offer him praises, Isis, thanks and praises has become the real purpose. The real purpose of his life, he's recognizing by the circumstance and situation, the real purpose of life is to offer him praises, to give thanks. Coming to that realization, right? That level of spirituality, psycho-spirituality right there. More precious than existence itself is the giving of praises. The giving of praises. Ki tov chasideka mechayim. Sifatai, my lips, sifatai. Yeshabuchuneka, Yisha v'chuneka. My lips, sifatai, shall praise. You know, shall praise the eye. It's interesting right here what we have, right, when we are looking at this. Let's just bring this up right here, because in reading over the Hebrew, when it says shall praise, right, let's bring this out right here, shall praise. Now, this line here is understood as giving the basis for the praise promise in the following line. Another option is to take the Hebrew key as what they call a severative, making it severe, right? It's called a severative. This is like emphasizing. Ki tov, for good. Ki tov, chasideka me chayim. Taking the key as a severative, emphasizing, indeed, your love is better. For real, yo. Like we say, for real. Your love is better than life. All right? Now, the word experiencing is supplied in some translations for a kind of a clarification in this verse right here. See, the psalmist does not speak here of divine loyal love in some abstract sense. Like when people talk about love, sometimes it's in such an abstract sense, you have to ask, well, not just what it is, because the person is telling you what it is, but where is this? Where is that abstract sense of love? But here it's not speaking of an abstract, right, of an abstract sense, right, an abstract sense of love, right? It's speaking more firmly of real love, of Jah love. Remind me of that tune. Maybe we get that uploaded. Jah, give me true love. Right? I need not search no more. But he's searching here, experiencing. Right? So the psalmist is not speaking here of divine loyal love in some abstract sense, but of loyal love that's revealed and experienced, that experiential sense. So here we have Shabbach, right? The H, I think 7623, properly means to address in a loud tone, Shabbach. So when he says, Sifatai, and I say, Sifatai, Yishabahuneka, Sifatai, Yishabahuneka, my lips shall praise thee, shall Shabbach, address the eye in a loud tone, specifically loud. In a figurative sense, in the figure of speech, the Shabbach is to pacify, as if by words, sound, and power, to pacify. So will I bless the eye as long as I live. In thy name will I lift up my hands. The blessing, we need to understand, what does it mean? How do we, right, as mortal human beings, bless he who be who he be? Well, this sense of the barak, also means to kneel, to bend the knee, right? The implication in this sense is man to Elohim. I will bend the knee, right? This is how we bless Elohim as an act of adoration, how we bless Elohim and also the anointed king and the king of kings by the bending of the knee. By implication, Elohim to man, to humanity, blessing humanity is as a benefit, right? Now, euphemism of blessing, which can be to curse God or the king in the sense of treason, like one bending the knee, right? Allegedly to bless Elohim, but is not loyal, or to bless HaMelech, Negus, even Negus Neges, that is treason. So that sort of barak is not a blessing, but in the euphemistic sense of the Hebraicism, is to curse. Just to bring that out. So here at the fourth verse, it says, thus will I bless the eye. To understand the rightful context, right, in verse 4, where it says, Cain, like this, yay, Cain. Ebarekeka bechayai, by bending my life, by kind of kneeling, submitting my life. Cain, ebarekeka bechayai, beshimeka esa kapai. I will lift up my hands in thy name. So acknowledging Elohim's love, right, in a psycho-spiritual sense of blessing, but even that act of bending the knee, barak, to bend the knee. Lift up my hands. We also have this in the XXVIII. Psalm 28, round about verse 2. Now, the next section is remembrance of past mercies. Going to ride up with the next section, remembrance of past mercies, verses 5 to 7, right? And then verses 8 to 11 to complete and fulfill today's daily psalm. And exiles long.
Yes.
Here we have Ras Sema Selassie, a.k.a. DJ Falu Ras, with Bended Knee, bringing out that point right there. The link was a Barak, to bless, to prosper, increase, and to bend the knee right here. This is called Bended Knee, Ras Sema Selassie, a.k.a. DJ Falu Ras. Yes, I.
Thanks for life, I keep my head to jar. This holy habitation put the cloud over eye. Yeah. And these reckless moments natural for human life. Fire and brimstone burn up the thoughts in my mind. For clean hands and pure hearts will illuminate the dark. Send away the energies that attacks the child of God. Oh, dry your mercy. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. We are not happy in the earthy thing that surrounds me. We saw eyes showing something better. Teach the people feed the hungry, let it nurture. The generation that suffer in this crisis, impacted by horrible violence, make excuses for the wicked vices. But if it don't stop, we'll continue to cycle. Continue to cycle. What I want. Oh, Jah Ya mercies. Oh, Jah Ya mercies. Bless the one that come to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that come to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that come to you and bend the knee. Honor him, celebrate the people that are choosing to do unto others like our King, for the betterment of the nation, from the largest to the smallest thing. And if it is positive, good lasting impression and stick with you to this day. Yeah. Good lasting impression stick with you to this day. Yeah. Good lasting impression stick with you to this day. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee.
I will bless the eye of I and I life, I and I liberty. Yes, I. Bend the knee right there, Ras Sema Selassie, a.k.a. DJ Falu Ras.
In the congregations will I bless Jehovah with the cup, the chalice of deliverances. Bir Mak Halim, Ibarek, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. I will bless Jah, 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 bless Jah.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari. with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
Heartical, heartical. So right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 63. So that audible right there is where the psalm appears later on in the Hebrew year, but also appears right here. And also it kind of resonates and reflects the Torah reading and feeding here in this fourth book called Numbers in the English, but the Hebrew perspective is Bamidbar, in the wilderness. And in this narrative here in the fourth book of Moshe, or the fourth book of what's called the Torah, right, we have a lot of thirstiness. You know, as it begins off, picks up right here, 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 in today's daily psalm, a psalm of David, verses 6 to 12, Hebraically speaking. I think the number may be one verse off. Check that out. I got the Hebrew in front of me right here. But here with the English translation directly from the Hebrew, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness. He was in the wilderness of Yehuda. So here we have the Israelites, you know, post Exodus time, you know, after the Shavuot, after the weeks, after, we could say, the OT Pentecoste, with that revelation, that giving of HaTorah, of the directions and instructions to call Yisrael, was given. We have them now journeying, right, making this trod into the Midbar. But here we have Mizmor L'David, B'Ahiyoto, B'Midbar, Yehuda. Here David was in the Midbar. He was in the Midbar of Judah, of Yehuda. And the opening verse here, Davidic psalm here, Mizmor Samech Gimel, Samech Gamel. Here we have Elohim, Eli, Ata, Ashachereka, O Elohim, Elohim, Eli, Elohim. Eli, Eli, my power, my almighty power. Elohim, Eli, Ata, Elohim, Eli, Ata. So Eli, El, we have the El, right, contracted from the ancient Shemitic, the Chayil, right, signifying might and power, the almighty Elohim. Eli, Ata, Eli, Eli, Ata, Ata, you, the I, speaking to he, even he who be, who he be. Eli, Ata. Ashachreika, Ashachreika, earnestly, right? Like earnestly, will I seek the eye. Now we brought out the connection with the dawn, like from dawn, you know, from early, but in the earnest, there's an earnest sense right here. He says this key that kind of links here today's daily psalm with the Torah reading and feeding here in the fourth book. The Rastafari Sabbatical Studies here. We're in the book of the Midbar, right? Bamidbar in the wilderness. And here we have David, Dawi, Lidawi, Bihioto, Bihioto, when he be, like when he was in that sense. Bring out the sense of when he be, right? Bamidbar in the wilderness of Yehuda. Here's what he says. He says, Sama'ah. Sama'ah, Sama'ah, Lika, Navshi. Now, the usual translation is, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul thirsteth, right? My soul thirsteth for thee, right? She is thirsting for the eye. She is thirsting for the eye. Sama'ah, Sama'ah, she being thirsty, she who's thirsty, Sama'ah. Lika, lika, for the ka, for the eye, speaking directly to Elohim, to Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Here he expresses another, you know, aspect that needs to be understood, the aspect of the soul, nafshi, the nefesh, she. All right, so here Sama'ah lika, here David is speaking of he himself, to he who be, who he be. And here when he expresses his soul, in the divine, we say, the divine gender of she. Sama'alika na she. Kamalika. Kamalika. Bisari. My flesh. Basar. Basar. Flesh. Basari. Longest. Longest. Kamah. Kamah. She longing lika for the eye. Bisari. Here Dawid becomes a spokesman for she, for his soul, to he who he be. Last part of this verse right here. In a dry and weary land where no water is. This is brought out powerfully in the fourth book of Moshe, in Numbers, in the Midbar, Bamidbar. Be'eretz, in the land, siyah. In the land, like to say, dry, siyah, be'eretz, siyah, with ayef is like almost like the faint, like a land that can cause you to faint, a weary, can wear you out. Ayef, with ayef, bali, without. It's the way you express like without, bali. This, believe that. Here is believe is without mayim. Believe mayim. Where there's no water or without water in a dry and a weary land where no water is. And then scrolling forward Hebraically to this fifth verse right here. So I will bless thee as long as I live. And the connection in the word bless with also the knee, right? And the knee in a sense seems to symbolize a certain sort of a strength or a power, almost like to bend one's power, to humble oneself. Here he says, Cain, evarekeka, I will bless the ka, the I male, still speaking directly to he who be who he be. Bechayai, vechayai, chai, yes I, chai. Chai is the Hebrew for life, to say like living. Bechayai. Here he says, with my life, with my liberty. Bishimka, in the I's name, in the Hashem. Bishimka, Esa. Now, Esa is interesting because previously we had Naso, coming from the Hebrew Nasa, that properly means to lift. Nasa means to lift. Nasa. It's the nasha that means to deceive, but nasa means to lift. So here, Dawid and I say, b'shimka esa, in the I male name, esa, I myself lift, I will lift, esa, kapai, my kap, to say like the hand, my hands, kapai. But here it brings out the sense of like even the palms of the hand, like in Psalm 24, the evening psalm of the first day, a.k.a. called by the Gentiles Sunday, you know, bringing out the sense of the Niki Kapayim, Niki, innocent, clean, Kapayim, hands, ooh, and bar, right? To purify Leibab, the Leibab, heart to clean. Yes, I. So right here, before we ride up with the part, what's it called, the part two right here, or the full, right, of today's daily psalm, the portion, right, the two portions leading to conclusion, remembrance of past mercies and his fate, right, and his persecutors, his fate. What is the consequence of the way? This is the way. Sister Band, rhythm right here, look with double eyes right here. Blessings version, right here. Cain, barakeka, behayai. sisters, sisters. That's all we got of that right there. But yeah, sisters, band rhythm right there, blessings version right here. Here moving forward to the fulfillment right here, the two other sections of today's daily psalm and exiles, a falasha, even I and I, the falashas of the West. A falasha's longing, an exile's longing.
Bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day, today, today. God bless you. 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 God bless you.
Just before we get into the second part right here, verses 6 to 12, Hebraically, there may be a number difference. I don't have the KJV right here, but in the audible, we go into it. Here, here, here. Let's go to the Hebrew just briefly.
מזמור סמך גימל, מזמור לדוד בהיותו במדבר יהודה. אלוהים אלי אתה אשחרקה, צמאה לך נפשי, כמח לך ושרי, בארץ צייה ועייף בלי מים. כן בקודש חזיתיך, לראות עוזך וכבודך. כי טוב חסדך מחיים, שפתי ישבחונך. כן אברכך וחיי, ושמך אשא כפי. כמו חלב ודשן תשבע נפשי, ושפתי רננות יהלל פי. אם זכרתיך על יצועי, באשמורות אהגה בך, כי היית עזרת לי, ובצל כנפיך ארנן. דבקה נפשי אחריך, בי תמך ימיניך, והמה לשואה יבקשו נפשי, יבואו בתחתיות הארץ, יגירוהו על ידי חרב, מנת שועלים יהיו, והמלך ישמח באלוהים, יתהלל כל הנשבע בו, כי יסחר פי דוברי שקר.
Remembrance of past mercies. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Samech, Gimel, Psalm 63, Psalm LXIII, an exile's, a falasha's longing, an exile. We, the Jews, the black Jews, and the African diaspora in this north country, and in exile, that longing. And here, picking up with verse 5 in the KJV, verse 5 to 7, we have verse 5 to 7, remembrance, the remembrance of past mercies. The importance of the remembrance, let this mind, that thought, remember, not go forget, remember. So the remembrance of past, of the past mercies. Yes, I, Rastafari, you know, that seeking, that longing, right? That seeking, that longing. Let's just get this right here, brothers and sisters. I'd like to share this tune with you, right? But coming forward, so here we are left off with verse 4, so I will bless thee, and getting into more of the Hebraic of bless, the barak. How do we bless Elohim? Some Yehudi, some Jews, instead would take the Arabic word, say we bless Elohim and say we praise him. Some interpret that as we acknowledge him, but it's that bending of the knee, right, literally, but in the figure of speech where he says, I will bless thee as long as I live. So of my life, I will bend my life to Yahweh, truth and life, and live it. And in thy name will I lift up my hands. Right? Both in that act of worship and that act of the work and that service with I and I hands. So here at verse 5, Bishimika, we left off, Bishimika Esaka Payo, lift up my hand, right, in thy name.
in thy name lift up my hands. Kumo Chelev Wa Deshen Wa Deshen Tisba'a Nafshi. My soul. My soul, she is my psyche. My soul, my psyche is satisfied. Tisba'a Nafshi. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, with sifte, rinanot, from rina, with sifte, rinanot, ye halel pi, doth praise, ye halel pi. Praise the eye with joyful, with ringing, vibrating lips. With sifate, rina, that vibration. My soul is satisfied. Tisba'a nafshi. My soul is satisfied as the hunger of the body can be satisfied with choice food for you, and even in the past, ancient time, with animal food. The soul of the psalmist and of I and I has been fed in the past by divine and the divine grace, by that true angel's bread, right? The true bread has been satisfied by divine grace and loving kindness. For this spiritual, and it's a psycho-suke. Some say spiritual only, but we know it from the psalm as the psyche, the suke, the nafesh, nafshi, my soul, my psyche. So for this psycho-spiritual meal, he and I and I and we have been impelled, and he was impelled to utter words, and we are impelled to utter words, sound, power of thanksgiving with my mouth, and my mouth doth praise the eye with joyful words, sifate, rinanot, the singing and ringing tones, im zekaratika, Allah is for I. De ashamurot, ehige bak. When I remember, zekaritika, Allah is for I. When I remember the I on my couch, Allah is for I on my couch. The ashmurot is the night watches, like the watches, that's like the early hours of the dawn, of the dawning. I meditated on the eye, for as much as I remembered the eye upon my strewn bed, Allah Yitzhu Ay, Bir Eshmurot in the night watches, Ehigehibak, I meditate on the eye upon my couch, in the stillness of the night, in the middle of the night, when thoughts crowd into the mind, the night watches, Ashmurot, Ehigehibak. The night watches, of which there were three night watches, right? According to the ancient, the Israelite division of the night, the ancient Hebraic and Judaic division of the night, there were three watches. And in the night watches, I and I meditate at the dawns, at the early hours of the morn. I and I meditate upon the eye. The Chay verse, Hebraically, seventh verse in the KJV. Ki hayita zarata li, for the eye, he who be, we be, for the eye have been my help. Ki hayita zarata li, for me. Ubitzela kanafeka iranin, and in the protection, the eye, in the shadow Ubitzel, Bitzel, the shadow, Ubitzel, the Kanafika, Kanafe, Kint, Kanafika, the eye wings. Iranin, 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 I shall exalt, Iranin, I shall rejoice, Iranin, I shall do Rina, that vibration of rejoicing, vibration, the vibes, the positive vibration, word, sound, power, the Rina in the sense of I will do the Rina, Iranin, Iranin, where? In the shadow, Ubitz El Knafeka, in the shadow of thy wings, Iranain, Iranain, I will rejoice. So the shadow of thy wings is one of the words of power here, the El Knafeka, El Ubitz El Knafeka. We have this in the LVII, have this in Psalm 57, round about verse 2. So now here, at the 8th verse, verses 8 to 11, the final portion of today's daily psalm, the Samech Gimel, Psalm LXIII, Psalm 63, and Exiles of Falasha, I and I, Falasha Mora, Amharas, Tafari, yes, I and I longing. Here, his fate and his persecutors. In the final portion of today's daily psalm, verses 8 to 11, his fate and that of the persecutors. Picking up here with the 8th verse, Hebraically, right, which corresponds to the 8th verse. Dabuka nafshi, dabuka, shall cleave my soul. Achreka, after the I, achreka, dabuka nafshi, achreka. My soul clings to you, my soul shall cleave my soul after you. Dabuka nafshi, achreka, bia tamcha, tamcha, yemineka, your right hand, yemineka, your right hand holds me, holds me. Bi tamcha, yemineka, of me took hold your right hand, of me took hold your right hand. My soul cleaveth, dabka nafshi, achreka, achreka, to the eye or after the eye. The idea of cleaving to Elohim, the true good, the true God, is common in Deuteronomy, especially in Devarim, the words, Deuteronomy 4 and 4, the cleaving. In Deuteronomy 10 and 20, the cleaving. In Deuteronomy 30 and 20, the cleaving, this idea of cleaving, davka, davka, davka nafshi, davka nafshi, achreka, achreka. And this idea of cleaving, right, then the soul cleaving, she cleaving to he who be who he be, that psycho-spiritual, right, relationship. It was developed by the medieval Judaic, the mystics, to whom this term, the term davka, 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 it came to represent their sense of devotion, devotion, the davka, 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 davka. So representing the sense of devotion, that rapt attachment, man's absorption, the absorption in relation to Ha Elohim, in relation to the true good, in relation to the true God, especially and particularly especially in prayer and praise and meditation. The davka, cleaving, right? Cleaving, thy right hand holdeth me fast, thy right hand holdeth me firm. Be tamcha, tamcha, yemineka, bi tamka yemineka, thy right hand, Elohim. John's response to man, to I and I, is cleaving. When we cleave to him, then truly it be tamka yemineka, thy right hand holdeth me fast, firmly, holdeth me fast, right, of me took hold your right hand, his right hand, taketh hold of I, and of I, and I, and I, and I, and I, and I. And I. Moving forward, right, the ninth verse, KJVY, is corresponding to the Yod or the Yud verse. Wehema, wehema, lisho, lishoa, 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 bi bakashua nafshi. For those wehema, wehema, hema, wehema, vehema, wehema, and those, and they, and they. Has a sense of but they, but and they. With heima, lishona, lishona, to destroy it. Lishoa, mind, the Shoah, Lishoah, Lishoah, Slika, Lishoah, with Hema, Lishoah, 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 Yebak, Yebakshu, Lebakshu Nafshi. Those who seek to destroy my soul, those who seek my soul, they seek my soul to destroy it, and they to destroy, to seek my soul. But they in folly seek my soul. Yabou, Yabou, Shogo, Be'tachetiyot haaretz, shall go into the depths, into the tachetiyot, the depths of haaretz, the depths of the earth. They shall enter into the lowest, most parts of the earth. Who? With Hema and they, Lishoah, Yebakashu Nafshi. Now, no malice enters into his thoughts, and no malice should enter into I and I thoughts of what is to happen to his and I and I ops, opposition and opponents and haters and enemies. As John's right hand, it holds the righteous. His justice also demands that there should be discrimination. There should be discrimination against the ratchet, the rasha, the wicked, who will accordingly feel, right? They will feel, he who doesn't hear it must feel, so they don't want to hear the truth and receive the truth. Faith comes by hearing. They will feel the destructive power of the very same right hand, very destructive power, and go into the nethermost parts, of the earth. This is the location of the Sheol. So we should recognize that since we speak in cycles spiritually here, it's not always referring just to the phi cycle. There's also the metaphi cycle Sheol, the metaphi cycle lower regions, whether ones want to call it depression or the Sheol, the anti-repatriation state, that state like in away from the Father, the true good, the true God. So we have the next verse, Chabarim, the Yod Aleph verse in the Sefer Tehillim, which corresponds with the 10th verse in the KJV. Yagiruhu, they shall be delivered over. They shall be handed over. They shall be delivered up, delivered over. Yagiruhu, Allah Yideya Harev, Allah Yidei Harev. They shall be delivered over to the hand of the sword. Literally in the Hebrew, it's the hand. Allah Yidei, Yid Yad, the hand. Allah Yidei Harev, Allah Yidei Harev. The Yid, the Id, the Ij, right? The Ij in the Rolam Hark here in the Hebraics, the Yid. Like from the Id, the hand, the Yid, Allah Yideya Harev, delivered over to the power or the hands of the broad sword, to the hand of the broad sword, which is to the power of the sword. Minata Shu'alim, Yihyu, Minata Shu'alim, Shu'alima Yihyu. They shall be a prey for the Shu'alim, right? The Shu'alim. Minata Shu'alima Yihyu. They shall be, let them become portions for the foxes. They shall be portions. Minat Shu'alim Yihyu. Literally, portions for foxes. They shall become. They shall be hurled to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for the foxes. The power of the sword. Literally, the hand of the broad sword. The weapon which they intended to use against the innocent and the righteous will be the implement of justice, and by it they would be destroyed, downstroyed, a portion for foxes. Or the Shu'alim, the foxes, some interpret this better as jackals, a portion for the jackals, which will devour and eat up their unburied bodies. Not to receive, it should be noted that not to receive an honorable burial was a thought which filled the Oriental right? Especially the East, so the Oriental churches, the Ethiopian church, the Coptic Egyptian church, the Armenian church, the Syrian church, the Indian church, that's the Orient, the Afro-Asian East, so-called Middle East, the Horn of Africa, the East, and Arabia, that's the region of the Orient, looking to the East. Right, so for those Afro-Asiatic peoples, or in the ancient way, the Orient, the Oriental, this filled I and them filled us with horror not to receive an honorable burial. That was a thought which filled the Oriental, the Afro-Asiatic, the Afro-Shemitic with horror, utter horror. Final verse right here, Chabarim, for today's daily song, we have the Yod Beit. Yod Beit, corresponding to KJV, was the 11th verse. V'hamelech yismach be'Elohim. And the king, v'hamelech, the king, but the king, and the king. And as far as the king, and the king, on the other hand, and the king, but the king, v'hamelech yismach, shall rejoice, yismach, Be'Elohim, and Elohim in the true good, in the true God. Yitahalel kol ha nishba'a bo. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. Call ha nishba'a ba'u. Ha nishba'a ba'u. Call all ha nishba'a. Nishba'a bo. All those. Yitahalel. Shall exalt. Right? Shall glory. Shall exalt. Right? Shall praise. Ki yisaker. Ki yisaker. Ki yisaker. Yisakar shall be stopped. For shall be stopped. Ki yisakar be the mouth. Dobre shakar. Ki yisakar be dobre shakar. For the mouth of those who speak shakar falsehood, folly, shall be stopped. For the mouth of those who speak lies, shaker, dobre shaker, the speaker of lies, dobre shaker, shall be stopped. Ki yisaker pi dobre shaker. But the king shall be glad. V'hamelech yismach be'Elohim, in Elohim. Shall be praised, all swearing by an oath in him. Yitahalel kol ha'nishba'a. For he obstructing the mouth of the one speaking unjustly and falsehood. Ki yisaker pi dobre shaker. The king, Hamelech, since the Psalm of David, some say this alluding to himself, as we have in the LXI in 7, in Psalm 61, round about verse 7, that sweareth by him. Ha nishba'a bo, connected with serving. To swear by him is connected with serving Elohim. We have this in Deuteronomy 6 and 13, Deuteronomy 10 and 20, Deuteronomy 6, verse 13, and Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20. When a man, an ish, takes an oath in his name, shemo, bishmo, in his name, it should be in a worthy connection and with pure intention, the words of thy mouth and meditation of thy heart be humbly acceptable in thy sight, such as he will be rewarded with a manifestation of his salvation. Yeshua. But those that speak lies will be obstructed, will be stopped. Deceiving men and people by oaths sworn in the name of Elohim, the true good, the true God, which they falsify an act. So they swear with their lips and their mouth, but they falsify it, that they do not act it out. They will be reduced to silence in Sheol, be reduced to silence in the anti-repatriation state. Yes, I. That fulfills right there today's daily psalm. And please note, brothers and sisters, for the record, it's connected with the two previous psalms, 61 and 62, a prayer in exile, and the one sure refuge, even in exile. Yes, I. Ve'imru, amen. And 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 amen.
Hello.
So Psalm 63 right here, look a bit more on that, but right here, we also have the first two aliyot right here. We can actually do the first three, seeing we're coming up on the third day. Looking forward, y'all willing to the T to T, testify Tuesday, but we have this 36, look at that, 36 sabbatical study, and here, the first day of the podcast, the daily psalm is Psalm 63, the little mirror thing going on right there. But it, moreover, praise be the King of Kings, we have Bidha and Lotika, when you step up, when thou steppest up. So the first two aliyot right here concerning the golden altar and lighting up and stepping up to tend, you know, to tend in the holy place. So right here, here serving. Yes, serving. So here is Atana with Just See Them A Come, Strictly the Best. Otherwise.
But I am I a conqueror. Jaja see them a come, aye. But I am I a conqueror. They are coming to accuse I, but things I know not about. They are coming to lock I down and tell I that them suspicious, yeah. Jaja see them a come, oh. But I am I a conqueror. Jaja see. Deceitful is up on I, yeah. Jaja see them a come, watch this. But I am I a conqueror. Jaja see them a come, I. But I am I a conqueror. I'm not afraid, oh Jaja, for the terror by night, nor the pestilence that waits at noonday to capture your children and take them away. Jaja see.
Hello people, this is not who I said. I happen to speak up just Frenchy, you know what I mean? Frenchy, you know what I mean? Frenchy, you know what I mean?
Gave him away if he was. one bone of rice, big deal of red peas, one dread nuts and a piece of raw raw meat. Jaja seed them a come, oh eh. But I and I a conqueror. Jaja seed them a come, eh. But I and I a conqueror. Jaja seed them a come. Watch this. But I and I a conqueror. Jaja seed them a come, oh eh. But I and I a conqueror. Oh, there be the scribes and Pharisees who sit in Moses' seat, who are partial in the words of Jah, but their words are not complete. So look, Jaja seed them a come. Watch this. But I and I a conqueror. Jaja seed them a come with the whip. But I and I a conqueror. Jaja seed them a come with the buttons. But I and I a conqueror. Jaja seed them a come with the gun. But I and I a conqueror. I'm not afraid, oh yeah. For the terror by night, nor the pestilence that waited at noonday to capture the children and take them away. Jaja seed them a come, oh yeah. But I am a conqueror, I am a conqueror. Jaja seed them a come, oh yeah. But I am a conqueror. Jaja seed them a come with a wave. But I am a conqueror. Jaja seed them a come with a gun. But I am a conqueror, oh. I am a conqueror, yes.
So the Babylonians conquered the north called Israel. Remember,
yes, we say, you see, the coming, coming to try to take with African land. You see, them coming, the Abman says, you're black, you're slave. Again, what? You see them all come, they want to take your land. We have to give them a little more than sanctions. You see them all come, they want to take your land. The Baba John is our side, so we have to bust with guns. You see them all come, you see them all come. We're going to send them the way that them come. You see them all come, you see them all come. We can't keep silent. You see them all come, they want to come and take your African land. But you see them a come, black man, it's time to rise and shine. See,
you mo walk. Have you read the Bible lately? You say you read the Bible lately? What? Have you read the Bible lately?
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this force.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chaberim, shalom. For this Rastafari sabbatical study, this 36, Be Here. First Aliyah, The Aliyah for the Yom HaRishon, for the first day, the first Aliyah of the seven. Here picking up the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Numbers. Numbers chapter 8, the order of the host, the 15th item, the lamps, and here in the scope it says candlesticks, but upgrade that, rephrase that, the lampstand. As you mentioned before, there will not be candles in that latter-day conventional sense because they don't run on wax, but they run on oil. So here, the Hebrew first words and the first aliyah. For this Shabbat, be ha'elotika, b'shem ha'av, ha'bein, ha'ruach, ha'kadosh, Yahweh, ahad. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, he who be, the one. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers from the Sefer Bamidbar. Vaydaberi Yahweh il Moshe leimor daber il Aharon we emarta elayo biha elotika etahanerot illa mula bne ha menora ya iru shibata ha nerot. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, Lamor, saying, speak to Aaron, Daber el Aharon, and say to him, we amarta elayo, when thou lightest the lamps, when thou lightest be ha elotika et ha nerot, the seven lamps shall give light over against the lampstand, the menorah. Ilamul b'neha menorah yairu shibataha nerot. And Aaron, Aharon, did so. He lighted the lamps thereof over against HaMenorah, the lampstand, as Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem commanded Moshe. And this work of the lampstand, HaMenorah, was of beaten gold. To the shaft thereof, to the flowers thereof, was beaten work according to the pattern which the Yahweh had shewed Moshe. So he made HaMenorah, the lampstand. The order of the hosts, the 16th item, cleansing Halloween, cleansing the Lewawion, cleansing the Levites, verse 5. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, take Halloween, take the Levites from among the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel, and cleanse them. And thus, like this, shalt thou do to them, to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them make them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them make them take a young bullock with his minka, meal offering, even fine flour mingled with shemen, oil. And another young bullock shalt thou take for a chatat, a sin offering, akri offering. And thou shalt bring Halloween, the Levites, before the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle, the congregation, a tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, and thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the Bnei Yisrael together. And thou shalt bring Halloween, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and the Bnei Yisrael shall put their hands upon Halloween, the Levites. And Aaron, shall offer Halloween, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, for an offering of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel,
that they may execute the service of the Yahweh. And Halloween, the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks. And thou shalt offer the one for a chatat, a sin, a lack offering, and the other for an olah, for a burnt, a holocaust offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to make a kippur, a atonement for Halloween, the Levites. And thou shalt set Halloween before Aharon and before Benaiah, his sons, and offer them for an offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Thus, like this, shalt thou separate Halloween, the Levites, from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, and Halloween and the Levites, the Lewawiyan, shall be my. And here, for the second, the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat B'ha'elotika. Here, picking up with verse 15, Numbers chapter 8, verse 15, for the Sheni Aliyah, the second offering up, Anafora, here for this Shabbat B'ha'elotika. Ve'acherei ken yabo'u ha'elohim la'ibodeta ohela moed ve'tiharta otam ve'heinafta otam t'nufa. And after that Halloween, the Levites, and after that shall Halloween, shall the Levites, the Lewawiyan, go in to do the service of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, the tabernacle of the aggregation. And thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering. For they are wholly given to me, to I, from among the Bnei Yisrael, from among the sons of Yisrael, instead of such as open every womb, every matrix, even instead of the firstborn of all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, have I taken them to me, have I taken them to I. For all the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, I sanctified them for myself, And I have taken Halloween, the Levites, for all the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael. And I have given Halloween as a gift to Aharon and to Benaiah, his sons, from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, to do the service of the Bnei Yisrael in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and to make an atonement for the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, that there be no plague among the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, when the Bnei Yisrael come near to the sanctuary. And Moshe, where Aharon and all the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael did to Halloween, the Levites, according to all that the Yahweh commanded Moshe concerning Halloween, concerning the Lewawiyan, the Levites, so did the Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael Lejoch, the children of Israel, to them. And the Lewawiyan, Halloween, the Levites, were purified, and they washed their clothes. And Aharon offered them as an offering, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And Aharon made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that went Halloween, the Levites, in to do their service in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, before Aharon, Aaron, and before Benaiah, his sons, as the Yahweh had commanded Moshe concerning Halloween, so did they to them. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, this is it that belongeth to Halloween. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the Ohel Moed of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the Ohel Moed, in the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus, like this, shalt thou do to Halloween, to the Levites, touching their.
Yes. For day one and day two, day one, first day of the Shavuah, called Sunday, but the first day, and here for the Monday podcast, second day, right here, scrolls of the Levites, something called O.I., Mark Wonder, right here. Yes, sir.
Drop out, and I'll let you them. I tell them can't get me up the road. Yeah. stop killing people at the eye.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rastafari ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rastafari, how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rastafari from creation.
מזמור לדוד בהיותו במדבר יהודה. יהודה, 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 יהודה.
O God, thou art my God.
אלוהים, אלי, אתה, 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 אתה.
Early will I seek thee.
אשחרקה, אשחרקה, אשחרקה.
My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. He stopped. He stopped. He stopped. He stopped.
Did you not miss?
pick it up. This is highway robbery. And Johnny Ringo in a style. And so I say me wicked and wily. Lord mercy, me flash it in a A, flash it in a B, flash it in a C, all kind of style. What is to be Rasta? No, it have to be. Jamaica is an island and not a country. I hope every man, woman and child will agree. Some say them take $20, white them body. And if I tell you next year, them best be hungry. Some kind of old, be muggle, weak, whitey. But me and Wilson have them up in New York City. And when we left America, they give it jewelry. You think I like look for Linval and Tristan T. Just wait to rap, Nico D. Chain line him, go down to him belly. Him no watch black and white, a color TV. Jamaican say Z, American say Z. What match up the island homosexuality? Some bring it from Panama and Haiti. Cocaine mixed with ganja, we make you freaky. Woman shiny but we make you wreck a veggie. But what we make you send a girl tongue a jubilee? Six hot Guinness stout and a stick of play. Make you fill up our belly.
Rewind and come back, selector.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Mizmor Samech Gimel Samech Gamel Psalm 63 Mizmor Lidawi Di Yoto Mizmor Samech Gimel Samech Gamel Psalm 63 Mizmor Lidawi Di Yoto Bi Midbar Yehuda Elohim Eliata Shachrecha Samaha Lika Nashia Kamaha Lika Vi Sari Bi Eretz Atziyah Vi Ayefa Bli Mayim. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Earnestly will I seek thee. Earnestly will I seek the eye. Mizmor LeDavid. Bi Yahiyoto Abi Midbar Yehuda. Elohim Eli Ata Shachreka. Psalm of David. Mizmor LeDavid. Chant Isis of the Well-Beloved. A psalm of David. Mizmor LeDavid. When he was. Bi Yahiyoto. Bi Yahiyoto. When he was. When he be. Midbar Yehuda, when he was in the wilderness, the Midbar of Yehuda. Elohim, Eli Ata, Elohim, Eli Ata. O Elohim, thou art the I, male art Eli, Eli, my El, true good, true God. Ishachreka, earnestly will I seek the I, Ishachreka. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. Even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 26 and 16, where it reads, Lord, in trouble have they sought thee. Silently they poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Yahuwah batzara p'aduka. S'akuna lachasha mu'sarka lamo. Jehovah, he who be, who ye be, Yahuwah, batzara p'aduka. In trouble, batzar, in trouble, have they sought the eye. Pekaduka, sakuna lachash, musarka lamo. Silently, they poured out a prayer when thy chastening was up on them, when thy discipline was upon them. They poured forth a whisper. They poured forth a whisper. Sakuna lachash musarka lamo, lamo, lamo. When do the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When do the Israelites seek the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Blessed be He in the time of their distress. For it is said, even in Psalm 18, Hebraically, the seventh verse, that reads, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, my God, my God. Batzar li ekra Yahuwah. In my distress, batzar li, in distress, anxiety for me, batzar li, ekra Yahuwah, I call by name, he who be, we be, ekra Yahuwah, ekra Yahuwah, w'hillelohai, ishawiyah, and cried and shouted to the Elohai, Hailiyai, w'hill Elohai, ishawiyah, ishawiyah. And I shout, and I cried, I shouted out to Elohai, to Hailiyai, batzali, ekrayo, w'hill Elohai, ishawiyah, ishawiyah, ishawiyah. Thus, like this, David also, whenever he found himself in distress and in straits, difficulties, and anxiety, sought HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sought the Holy One, blessed be He. As is said even in Psalm 3, first verse Hebraically, where it reads, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor LeDavid b'varcho mipnei Avshalom b'no. A psalm, Isis, a chant, intonation, a psalm of David, Mizmor LeDavid, when he fled b'varcho from Absalom, mipnei Avshalom, from the face of Avshalom, mipnei Avshalom b'no, Mizmor LeDavid b'varcho mipnei Avshalom b'no, b'no, son, b'no, son, b'no, son, b'no. And again, and again, and again, when the Ziphites, the Ziphites came and said to Shaul, said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? In Psalm 54, verse 2. Bevo ha zufim, vayomru ale Shaul, hallo David, mistater imanu. When the Ziphites came, bevo ha zufim, and they said to Saul, vayomru le Shaul, doth not David hide himself with us? Hello, David, mistatir imanu. Is not David a mystery with us? Hello, David, mistatir imanu. And again, when he fled from Saul in the cave, even in Psalm 57, the first verse Hebraically. Bivarcho amipnei Shaul ba mi'ara. When he fled, bibarcho, from Saul, from the face of Saul, mipnei Shaul, from the person, the presence, the perception of Saul, mipnei Shaul, in the cave, ba mi'ara, bibarcho, mipnei Shaul, ba mi'ara. So here also a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah, mizmor LeDavid, biyahiyoto, bimidbar Yehuda. The verse does not say a psalm of David when he was king, but when he was in the wilderness of Judah, b'midbar Yehuda. Thus again, David said, even in Psalm 118, Hebraically the fifth verse, I called up on the Lord in distress. I called upon the Lord in distress. Mina hamitzar karati ya. Out of my straits, my anxieties, my difficulties, min hamitzar, I called upon Yah, I called upon Jah, karati Yah, min hamitzar, karati Yah, I called upon Jah in my distress. And also, even in Psalm 54, Hebraically, the fourth verse, that reads, what time that I am afraid, I will trust in thee, I will trust in thee, I, male. Yom Yahani Eleka Evatach in the day that I am afraid. Yom Yirah Ani Eleka Ebedach. I will put my trust, my confidence, my surety, Eleka Ebedach. In the eye, I will put my trust, my confidence, my confidence, my confidence in the eye. Yom Yirah Ani Eleka Ebedach. And again, even in Psalm 119, Hebraic with the 71st verse, it is good for me that I have been afflicted in order that I might learn thy statutes. It is good for I that I have been afflicted in order that I might learn thy statutes. Tov li yaki ya'onet lima'ana eh limad chukekha. It is good for me, tov li, it's good for I, that I have been afflicted, ki oneti. When I'm afflicted, ki oneti, tobli, ki oneti. In order that, lima'an, I might learn, elimad, thy statutes, chukeka, tobli, ki oneti, lima'ana, elimada chukeka. Therefore, Al Kain. Hence, it is said a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, Elohim, thou art my God. Eli Ata, earnestly will I seek thee. Mizmor le David, bi yahyoto, bi midbar Yehuda. Elohim, Eli Ata, e shachreka. O God, thou art my God. Earnestly will I seek the eye. Elohim, Eli Ata, it shachreka. Here, Psalm 63, Mizmor Samech, Gimel, Samech, Gamel, Hebraically the second verse. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Proverbs, even in the Mishle Shlomo. It says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me earnestly shall find me. Sleeka, 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 there is a scribal error, mistype, that's Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, chapter 8, verse 17. I love them that love me. I love them that love I. And those that seek I shall earnestly find I. Those who seek me earnestly shall find me. Ani ohe vehai hava umashachraya yimasauni. I love them that love me. Ani ohe veha ehav. And those that seek me earnestly, ua mishachrai, shall find me, shall find I. Yimatsauni, ania, ohe behai haba, ua mishachraya yimatsauni. HaTorah, the Torah says, I love them that love me. I love them that love I. Ani, ohe beha ehab. Who loves me? I love him. Ani ohev ha ehav. Another targum, another interpretation. Who loves me? I love him. Dawid, David. Because he loved me, I loved him. And because he sought me earnestly, I sought him earnestly and was found by him. Hence, even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Samech, Gimel Samech Gamel, Psalm 63, it reads, O God, thou art my God. Earnestly will I seek thee, Elohim. Eli ata ishachreka. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. Here, Hebraically, the bait, the gimel. The bait verse, here, the bait, the second verse, second part of it. First part, O God, thou art my God, earnestly will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, for the eye. My flesh longeth for the eye, male, in a dry and weary land where no water is. Elohim, Eli, Ata, it shachreka, Sama'a leka, nafshi, kamaha, leka, vitsari, bi eretza, tziyah, vi Ayefa, Bli, Mayi, 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 Mayi. The thirsty land, the thirsty land, the thirsty land where no water, where no water is. The thirsty land where no water is Edom. Is Edom. Be Eretza Tziyaha. Ze Ayif. Bili Mayi. Where no water is. Bili
Mayi.
This is Edom. This is Edom. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught that when Moses said, the Lord, the God, who led me through the great and dreadful wilderness, wherein were serpents, fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where no water is, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 8 and 15. Yahuwah Eloheka, Hamolikeka, Bamidbara, Hagadola, Ze Hanora, Nahash, Saraf, Ze Akrav, Ze Tzima, Tzimaon, Ze Tzimaon, Asherena Mayim, He who be, we be thy Elohim, who lead thee through the great and dreadful wilderness. Ha mo likeka ba midbara ha gadola we hanora, wherein were serpents,
nahash,
fiery serpents, saraf, and scorpions, we akrab, and a thirsty ground, with Simaon, where was no water. With Simaon Asher
Ain, Mayi,
by serpents, Nahash. He meant Babylon, Vavel, Babel, Babylon. By fiery serpents, Saraf, Medea. By scorpions, Akrab. By scorpions, Greece, the Gracchoi. And by a thirsty land where no water is, with Simaon Asherena Mayim, Edom. There is a charm against the serpent, against Ha-Nachash. There is a charm, a talisman against the fiery serpent, Ha-Saraf. There is a charm, a talisman against the scorpion, Ha-Akrab. But there is no talisman, no charm, no talisman against Simaon Asher Ein Mayi, a thirsty land, a thirsty ground where no water is. Asher Ein Mayi, where there is no water. So too, there is no charm, no talisman, no talisman against this wicked, against this ratchet kingdom. Hence, a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Be'eretza Tziyah, we'ayef, b'li mayi. Be'eretza Tziyah, we'ayef, b'li mayi. A dry and thirsty land where no water is a land where our souls, our psyches thirst for words of Torah, for words of Jah's directions, his instructions, but where it is not permitted I and I to drink. And here Midrash notes on Mizmor Samech Gamel, Psalm 63. So reads the printed edition, but where it is not permitted us, I and I, to drink. The ET, the edited text, reads, we do not find it, where we do not find it. And here, as it said in Isaiah, Isaiah 41 and 17, it reads, when the poor needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Ha enyima ve ha evayonima me vakshim mayima vain li shonama bats ama na shata ani Yehovah e'enim Elohe Yisrael loa e'ezreim. The poor and needy, ha enyima ve ha evayonim, seek water. Mi bakshima mayim, and there is none. Wa ayin, and their tongue faileth for thirst. Lishonama batama nashatah. I, he who be, who he be, ani, Yahuwah, will answer them. A name. I, the God of Israel, Elohei Israel, will not forsake them. Lo, e'ezabain. Ha en yima we ha ebionima me bakashima mayima wain lishonama bats ama nashataha hani yehowa e name Elohe Israel lo e ezabei Elohe Israel will not forsake them. He will not forsake.
Left her father's house to walk streets that never rest. Now maybe they'll hear me in the metropolis. So I'm sending out an SOS. She's fighting with her ties, she wants out of this mess. Bright city lights might brighten up the darkness. Know that I'm tired and you know that I'm stressed. You can't stop me and you can't stop this. You could call the police, try to make an arrest. Today is the day that I repossess. Leaving on the first train that I can get. Now it swings around, the eyes stopping wet from raindroplets. Window shopping for some solace, nowhere dressing penniless. The price that you pay for running away from the stress. Feeling the pain like the dance by the DJ. Remind me of a time when things were okay. Remind me of a time when things were
my advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that, even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
Reggae fire, yeah, yeah. Changing. People don't lose it.
His holy name the praise. It's time for Israel to hail the King. Knowing Yahweh is His name. Come on, my people, and show Him with your voices and sing. Praise His name.
Yeshua's name.